This is the time in our service where we get to celebrate the Lord's table. This is the time where we get to remember what Christ has done for all who believe in Him. This is the time where we get to remember what Christ has done in His death and resurrection, both saving us from the eternal punishment our sin deserves and also sanctifying us, empowering us to live in obedience to Him. The Lord's table is something that the believer both gets to do and must do. Left to our fickle hearts, we would run everywhere but to Jesus, and Jesus Himself knew this to be true of man, and even before His death, He instructed His disciples to remember His death. Paul instructs believers in Corinth to partake of the Lord's table. We see there that we are to take the bread and we're to remember Jesus' body and that it was for us. We're to take the cup and we are to remember the new covenant of Jesus' blood. We're to drink it and remember Christ. You see, the elements don't contain any special power of their own. Rather, they point back to God's power demonstrated in His Son on the cross. Paul also warns of taking the Lord's table in an unworthy manner. Christian, we are to take this time and we're to examine ourselves. We're to examine our hearts. And if there's sin in our lives, if there's sin in your life that you have not confessed and you are aware of it, then I would urge you, repent and rejoice in the work that Christ has accomplished on the cross. If you do not believe in Christ, if you have not recognized that you are a sinner and stand condemned before God, if you have not repented of your sin and trusted in Jesus alone as your only means of righteousness, if you have not submitted yourself fully to His loving leadership, I plead with you to do so. Repent now. Repent of your sins and embrace Christ as your Savior and your only hope before a holy God. However, if you refuse to trust in the Lord, then I would ask that you would let the elements pass by, as this is a time for believers. Believer, nothing should bring about a greater soberness in you than remembering Christ's death. And likewise, nothing should bring about a greater joy in you than remembering Christ's death. The men are going to come in a moment and they're going to pass out the elements. And when your heart is prepared, take them on your own. But before the men come, I'm going to read from God's word, which He spoke to the prophet Isaiah around 700 years before Jesus went to the cross. Isaiah 53, starting in verse 5, says, "But He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon Him. And by His scourging, we are healed. All of us, like sheep, we have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on Him. He was oppressed and He was afflicted, yet He did not open His mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so He did not open His mouth. By oppression and judgment He was taken away. And as for His generation, who considered that He was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due. His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet He was with a rich man in His death. Because He had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in His mouth. But the Lord, Yahweh, was pleased to crush Him, putting Him to grief. If He would render Himself as a guilt offering, He will see His offspring. He will prolong His days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death. He was numbered with the transgressors, yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors. This is the Savior we must remember.